Are you ready?
Of Rebel Rise Live. I'm David Johnson along with your co-host Dave Bevan, and thank you for joining us today. We are about, from this point, 12 hours away from the recruiting dead period ending. And buckle up your seatbelts, grab onto something, because the next 2.5 weeks is going to be one of the wildest rides in terms of recruiting in Ole Miss history. Now, you long-timers, you old-timers, you remember back to that class of 2013, and all of the excitement was just palpable. Every single day leading up to National Signing Day, you're going to have that and more this year. I'm telling you, the 48 hours before Signing Day are going to be some of the most entertaining, intriguing, cliffhanging moments that an Ole Miss fan can have this year. It's just setting up that way, folks. Coaches hit the road tomorrow. They're going to fan out all across the country, from Texas to Florida, working hard here at home in Mississippi, down in Louisiana, up in Tennessee, Georgia. They're all over the place. Illinois, going out to see their commits and their top remaining targets to try to put a lid on what could be, it's going to be, another historic signing class for Ole Miss come February the 3rd. What we know right now, as far as where the Ole Miss coaches will be on Thursday, Hugh Freeze, Matt Luke, be working up in Tennessee. Freeze doing his in-home with Tarikus Tisdale on Thursday, we believe. On Friday, Freeze will be back in Oxford. He'll do an in-home with Eli Johnson. Also planning on seeing DeKalen Metcalf play some basketball later Friday night. So working at a couple of local recruits there is Freeze. Grant Hurd will be down in Louisiana. He's expected to see four-star wide receiver Mykel Jones in the morning. That's what Jones tells me last night on the telephone. Corey Bethune, Jason Jones, they're headed out to the Lone Star State, which has become a very critical area as Ole Miss assembles this 2016 class. Greg Little, Jalen Jones, Deontay Anderson, Devon Penniman before he leaves to go on his official visit to Alabama this weekend. Matt Luke heading over to Georgia this weekend. We also think he's going to head up to Illinois to see Missouri offensive tackle commit Royce Newman, who has kind of emerged as the guy if Ole Miss is to add another offensive tackle to this class. They're going hard after Royce Newman out of Nashville, Illinois. So, Dave, a lot of excitement, a lot of things to track from here on out to National Signing Day. I shot my crystal ball vote for Mike Juarez to Ole Miss this morning. I saw you followed suit. Juarez, what we're hearing, everything I'm hearing right now from folks who were on the ground last week at the U.S. Army All-American game in San Antonio to my Ole Miss sources, everybody feels good about Mike Juarez right now. Dave, if somehow they can get Mike Juarez, who is a five-star linebacker, as well as Rashawn Gary, who is the number one player in the nation per 247 Sports, a defensive tackle who can play defensive end also, by the way, out of New Jersey. This class is going to finish higher than that eighth-ranked class in 2013 that Ole Miss parlayed into a Sugar Bowl championship. Lots of excitement in the air, Dave.
You're right, and I'm just kind of looking at the numbers, comparing where we sit at with 2016 compared to 2013 currently. And if y'all been paying really close to the board, the national recruiting rankings, it's just fluctuating, changing day by day, and you can just expect that kind of excitement from here on through the next 3 weeks. But right now, Ole Miss sits currently ranked 6th in the nation, 3rd in the SEC, an average rating of 0.90 per prospect. So if you look at that compared to 2013, Ole Miss's class finished ranked 8th in the nation, 4th in the SEC, and an average rating of 0.87. So right now, as it stands, this class is already outdone it. And it has the potential of doing more with, like you mentioned, Rashawn Gary and Mike Juarez, a potential commitment from both of those guys or one of those guys could just shoot this class through the roof, David.
I think there are two shoe-ins in this class right now, two guys that I feel very, very extremely confident will join this class. That's four-star safety Deontay Anderson out of Texas, four-star wide receiver Michael Jones out of Patterson, Louisiana. Had a good talk with Michael Jones last night. The vibe I picked up was, yes, he's going on a couple of official visits. He'll be at Alabama this weekend, then he's going to Tennessee, then he'll cap his officials off on the weekend of the 29th in Oxford. But the vibe I get is Michael Jones has kind of already made his mind up. I think Michael Jones is going to be an Ole Miss Rebel. Now, Deontay Anderson, the whispers on Deontay ever since the summer has been Deontay's coming to Ole Miss. Now, with that being said, we were kind of anticipating he was going to make his announcement at the Under Armour All-American game. That didn't happen. So, you know, he's pushed it back to National Signing Day. He's going to squeeze in a couple of visits, but the intel I've got is nothing has changed with Deontay Anderson. So I feel really good about Michael Jones. I feel really good about Deontay Anderson. Now, let's talk about these two five-stars, Rashawn Gary and Mike Juarez. If signing day were today, I believe both of those guys would be Ole Miss Rebels. Thus, that's why I've crystal balled them to Ole Miss. If I start feeling like they're going another way, and I've been really slow to crystal ball those guys to Ole Miss, But the drumbeat just keeps getting louder and louder and louder, and it just feels like these guys want to be Rebels at this point. But if I get any inclination that it's going the other way, I'll flip that crystal ball, and you'll know where I'm at on that. But so you look at Michael Jones, Deontay Anderson. Right now today, we think Mike Juarez and Rashawn Gary. That's four of the seven spots that Ole Miss plans to use the rest of the way. A class of 27 is what we're anticipating. It could be 28, could be 29 if things get to going so well. Don't rule that out. But that's four spots right there. Now, I'm going to save a spot for Jeffrey Simmons. I think Jeffrey Simmons, the most wanted man in Mississippi, the state's number one recruit, I think Ole Miss leads for Jeffrey Simmons. I don't want to put words in his mouth because he's not saying that, at least not publicly. But talking to my sources, to Jeffrey, I think, and you guys know this, I've made it known, I think Ole Miss has led for Jeffrey Simmons for quite some time. I think they lead today. And barring some kind of craziness, in the last 48 hours leading up to signing day, I think Jeffrey Simmons, commit number five out of those seven. And, Dave, if you get those five, regardless who the other two or maybe three spots go to fill out this class, you're pushing to end with number one, number two class in America if you line those guys up.
You're right. And Ole Miss is just – They're not far behind the other top classes. Ole Miss has reached that point of being as high as number three in the nation this year, just in the past couple months. So it's just going to take one or two of those five-star prospects, like you said, to really just shoot them up there. And just to go back with talking about, you know, Mike Orez, you noted about his crystal ball. I'm like you, got that really good vibe that we've been feeling. I think we were kind of really wanting to wait and see what it was going to look like after that early enrollment. I believe it was the 15th, correct, on his decision of what he could decide on.
It is the 15th, but here's the thing that you got to keep in mind about that. Now, at this point right now, I think if there's a window dressing school between Ole Miss, UCLA, and Alabama, and Juarez is top three, I'm really inclined to believe it's UCLA right now that's the window dresser. That's why I think Ole Miss leads for Mike at this point. But the thing to keep in mind about the early enrollment status with Mike Juarez and UCLA is that UCLA is on the quarter system. So with that being said, Juarez can take his decision all the way up to signing day and even beyond if he so chooses and still be an early enrollee at UCLA because he can enroll in that next quarter, which would open up sometime in the month of March, and still be in Los Angeles in time for spring practice. Now, he couldn't do that at Ole Miss. February 5th, I believe, is the absolute drop-dead date to be enrolled early at Ole Miss. So, you know, that's kind of what you're looking at. So don't put a lot of emphasis, I don't think, on this January 14th, January 15th deadline to be in classes at UCLA, because that's just for the first quarter. You can still be an early enrollee at UCLA. Visiting Alabama this weekend, we'll see what comes out of that. Certainly, you're concerned. I mean, Alabama's got all the momentum in the world. They're going to show him that national championship trophy. He watched the game the other night. Those of you who monitor/stalk his Twitter account know that he's been tweeting some flirtatious stuff about the Crimson Tide ever since Monday night. But we still feel like, I feel like at this point, Ole Miss leads for Mike Juarez. Now, let's turn our attention inside the state of Mississippi, because I want you to be prepared for this. Ole Miss went out early and did most of its damage in the home state. They had three commitments from 10th graders in this state for the 2016 class while they were 10th graders, and DK Metcalf, Justin Connor, Eli Johnson. Since that time, they've added Benito Jones. They went out and got five. Now, how things are going to close here, I think Ole Miss gets one of the remaining top targets inside the state of Mississippi, and as I've mentioned, I think it's Jeffrey Simmons. So get ready for that, because A.J. Brown, I think, is either going to Alabama or Mississippi State, and I'm in the minority that thinks right there at the tail end, you're going to see A.J. Brown's going to Mississippi State. I think Kobe Jones is going to Mississippi State, although Ole Miss is doing some good work with him late in the game. Nigel Knight has been an enigma, okay? It's hard to figure out. Is he going out of state? Is he staying home? I'm going to gamble a guess here, and it's only a guess. My gut is Nigel Knight, even though he's coming to Ole Miss, we hear on the weekend of January 29th for the official visit. So the Rebels get the last on-campus shot at Nigel Knight. I'm going to gamble a guess right here that Nigel Knight's going to end up being a Bulldog. Raekwon Davis, the big defensive lineman out of Meridian, currently committed to Alabama. I'll gamble a guess again and say that Mississippi State is going to flip Raekwon Davis towards the end of this cycle in the next couple of weeks. So be watching for that. With that said, that Davis most likely will be like Bulldog commitments Draylen Porter and Emmett Gooden and probably be a sign-and-place guy, and he'll be off to the JUCO ranks. At least that's the intel that we're hearing right now on him. So sign-and-place, maybe it's just kind of a show-in-place, so to speak. Yeah, you can brag about knocking him down and getting him on signing day, but the chances of him being there come summertime, probably not so good. But on signing day, when everybody likes to beat their chest about the class they hauled in, well, it gives you a little bit more ammunition if you're Mississippi State. So be prepared for that. Mississippi State is going to close strong inside Mississippi. But just keep in the back of your mind that Ole Miss did most of their work inside the Magnolia State early, very, very early. And Mississippi State just simply had, I mean, two of those top guys remaining, or they live in Starkville, Mississippi. They share a zip code with Dan Mullen. And I think that's where they'll both end up ultimately. Things change every day, though. Let me preface everything I've just said, post-preface everything, if you will, that hour by hour, day by day, beginning tomorrow, things change. And it is a difficult decision on these kids. It's not as easy and lackadaisical as one might think for a young man to decide where he's going to school, who he trusts the most, where he thinks he has the best opportunity and will get the best education. There are all kind of factors that go into that decision for that young man. And then all of a sudden there are all kind of voices in that young man's head, from his high school coaches to his mom to his dad, to brothers and sisters, to all of the college coaches, which are all telling him a different thing, to uncles, cousins, everybody gets in the picture. And there are all kind of voices that enter in, particularly this time of the year. So, you know, before you go and slam a recruit on the message boards for a decision they've made, just stop for a second and think about. Put yourself in their shoes of what's going on. Because I'm going to tell you, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. I can tell you just from a parent's standpoint, you know, the last 2 weeks in my own son's recruitment, who has been committed to Ole Miss for over 2 years, has been wild. And it was the quote-unquote dead period. But coaches can reach out on social media and other methods like that. It's enough to make your head swim. So before you get on those message boards and you criticize a kid for making a decision, and most of our members at Rebels 247 are great about not doing that. I think we have one of the most civil, level-headed communities in the message board genre, so to speak. But just think about that. These kids are human beings. They have feelings just like you do, just like your kids do. So think about that. You know, I would only ask that you do that. And, of course, we won't tolerate anything very harsh on the Rebels 247 message board. And our folks know that and understand it. And I think they appreciate that as well. And we certainly appreciate all of them. It's been a heck of a couple of weeks for Rebels 247. We are setting record new subscribers and people coming over, and I appreciate all of our old timers and longtime members treating everybody new very nice and giving them an opportunity to voice themselves on the forums. Always want to give them a very, very warm welcome. But kind of got off track there a little bit, Dave, but the point being is expect Mississippi State to really beat their chest on how they finish inside the Magnolia State, but have the proper perspective that Ole Miss went out and did their damage early, and they won't. Primarily one man. Sure, they want A.J. Brown and Kobe Jones and Nigel Knott, but they want Jeffrey Simmons. I think they're going to get Jeffrey Simmons, and I really think that's it the rest of the way. Anybody else from the state of Mississippi that jumps on board the rest of the way that Ole Miss wants, just consider that icing on the cake. Those are bonus points right there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Rebels close in Mississippi with Jeffrey Simmons, and the others are going to be split up probably between Mississippi State and Alabama.
And I agree with you, David. Jeffrey Simmons is that top, like you put it so well, is the most wanted man in Mississippi right now between both schools and Alabama inside the walls of Mississippi. He is that top remaining target. And like you said, I mean, Ole Miss has went out and got four of the top 10 recruits in the state of Mississippi. They landed those guys really early, landed those commitments really early, and those top remaining ones are within that Starkville perimeter with A.J. Brown, Kobe Jones, and Jeffrey Simmons. And with those guys being in that area, it is I think that does draw a lot of attention that those guys haven't committed that yet. They haven't been a lock for their hometown area.
Well, they're enjoying the process. That's what they're doing, and that's fine. That's certainly fine. But I've never thought for one second that Kobe Jones or A.J. Brown, either one, were going to come to Ole Miss. And even though both have allowed themselves to be recruited by the Rebels, and Ole Miss has done a fantastic job recruiting both of them. I wouldn't expect DK Metcalf and Eli Johnson to show up at Mississippi State being Oxford kids, and I don't expect A.J. Brown nor Kobe Jones to end up in Oxford being Starkville kids. So, you know, that's just sometimes it's just common sense, folks. Sometimes it really is just common sense trying to figure out, where these kids are going. But going to be a wild 2.5 weeks. And, I would encourage you to check the message board, the Rebel Rise, often, because we can't predict when news is going to break, and it breaks all the time. And there's a ton of information to digest this time of the year. Live chat the other night, more than 8,500 views. Went on for 2.5 hours. We'll have another one real soon. We'll post that up on the message board. But, man, just appreciate everyone's participation. It's a lot of fun. And as we get closer and closer to signing day, we'll have more frequent live chats. And I would imagine probably the 4 to 5 days leading up to National Signing Day, we'll do a live chat every single night, and sometimes even impromptu in the middle of the day, just to be able to keep you up and keep you informed on everything that is going on. So a lot of excitement. It is that time of the year. It is recruiting season. It is full blast. There'll be a lot of action to follow over the weekend. So stay on the board over the weekend as some of these people go out and have key official visits, and Ole Miss staff will be in the living rooms of their top targets and commits. So we look forward to reporting all of that to you. Dave, Bevan, any closing thoughts?
I mean, you've really summed it up. Just adding to that mix of just stay glued to the board and really look forward to it. One thing that you may have mentioned already that I am really excited to see is a lot of new memberships to the board, and really do want to thank of all of our new listeners out there for newly subscribing to the board. It's going to be a fun ride heading into National Signing Day, so brace yourselves. And for all the veterans on the board, I really just want to send a shout out and thank y'all for bringing me with open arms and welcome into the board. And I don't know if you've really caught track of the timing of it, David, but I'm approaching a year being on the board with the staff. So it's been an exciting ride, and I look forward to National Signing Day to come up and year of 2016 season.
We certainly appreciate everything you do, Dave, as well as Michael Quirk, who was unable to join us this morning. But you'll hear from Michael later on today as Ole Miss basketball is coming back into focus. One thing I'll say about the podcast, we have a soothing effect on listeners, I'm told. I was on the phone with Sean Patterson Sr. night before last, Shea Patterson's father. And we were just kind of chatting it up. Sean's a good friend of mine. We talk very often. And he was like, man, I put your podcast on. And they had just gotten back from San Antonio, and they were tired. He said, I got home. He said, I put your podcast on, laid down the bed. And he said, you guys sing me to sleep. I was like, oh, man, you must have. Sorry we were so boring. He was like, oh, no. I was deep into it. He said, man, I was just dead. So, late at night, getting ready to go to bed, hey, click on the podcast. We'll take you to Sleepy Town. How about that? And in the meantime, we're going to try to take you to number one class in the nation town. as Hugh Freeze and his staff efforts to put the final touches on what is going to be a good one. For Dave Bevan, I'm David Johnson. We thank you all for your time listening to us on the Rebel Rise Live. And as always, hotty toddy.